The Six Shooter, starring James Stewart as Britt Ponsett.
There just wasn't anything else to say. There just wasn't. I couldn't tell Helen that I'd never really thought about her in a marrying way. And besides Minnie, she caused all the trouble. It was her place to set things right. Min didn't open her mouth. No, she just stood there staring at us through her bifocals, real pleased with herself. Well, the next thing that happened was Helen invited me to supper. Oh, boy, I sure didn't want to accept. All I wanted to do was just get out of the house and get out of Powder Creek, too. But what I wanted to do and what I did were two different things. I went back to the hotel where I was stopping, changed my shirt, and I rode out to Minnie's again.
I guess Britt doesn't like my cooking at Minnie's. Hardly eating a thing.
Oh, it's not that, Helen. Everything is fine. I had a pretty big dinner at noon, and it kind of stayed with me.
More coffee, Britt.
No thanks, man.
You'll have to tell me your favorite food, Britt, so I'll know what to fix after.
I sort of like most everything.
Apple pie, I bet. Most men like apple pie. Why, whenever Quint and I went...
Speaking of Quint, I ran into him today.
I'd just as soon not discuss him.
Always seemed to me to be an awful nice sort of a fella, Quint.
Please, Britt.
Oh, sorry.
Well, I'll just rid up the table.
Oh, here. Here, let me help.
No. I can manage. Besides, you two have lots of things to talk over.
Well, all right.
Real warm night for this time of year. Moon, too. A harvest moon.
Oh? I hadn't noticed.
We ain't taken down the porch swing yet, Britt.
Oh, that's all.
It might be kind of nice to sit outside for a spell.
Well, whatever you say, Helen. Whatever you say. You sure you're not too cold out here?
Oh, no. Uh-huh. No, I'm fine. Besides, if I do get chilly, you could sort of...
Helen.
Yes,
please. Helen, about us getting married, we may not be able to have the wedding right away.
Oh?
Well, you see, over at the Double G where I'm working, there's no place we could live.
What? You wrote me you had a cabin all to yourself.
I did.
And you said it would fix up real easy, that there'd be plenty of room for both of us.
Well, it would. It would have fixed up easy, Helen. But last week, there was a kind of a fire, and that cabin just burned right down to the ground.
Oh, I see.
There's nothing left of it now but just a few ashes. And that's one of the reasons I came over here to Powder Creek to explain about us having to postpone the ceremony, you see.
Well, you don't have to stay at the Double G, do you?
Yes, I do. Yes, I do. I signed up for all of next year. Don't have any choice, so maybe we ought to not be formally promised. I mean, if somebody else came along, I wouldn't blame you not for waiting.
Britt, there won't be anybody else.
Oh, you never know. You never know.
And a year isn't very long to wait. A year isn't long at all.
No, I guess not. But just in case.
Wait a minute. I've got an idea. We don't have to wait.
Hey.
We can be married right away before you go back to the Double G. Then afterward, I can stay on with Aunt Min. There'd be times when we could be together, when you come over to Powder Creek for a week or so, like now.
I never thought of that.
You don't seem very anxious, Britt. From the sound of your letters, I thought you wanted to get married.
Oh, sure. Oh, sure. Oh, well. Well, looks like somebody's riding up this way.
Why, it's Quint. Quint Todd.
Oh.
I'm going in the house, Britt. I don't want to talk to him.
Oh, now, I thought you and Quint used to be pretty good friends.
That's all we were, just friends. He didn't mean anything to me, not really.
Oh, well, you sure start running every time the name's mentioned.
I'm not running. Oh, all right, I'll
stay. Yeah, well, good evening, Quint.
Hello, Ponsett. Helen.
Good evening.
You left word at the press office. You wanted to see me.
I left word?
No, he means me, Helen.
What?
Well, I figured he'd want to get the details on our plans. The paper comes out tomorrow, doesn't it?
That's right.
Yes, well, I just want to tell you, you couldn't have come at a better time. You see, we just finished settling things. The ceremony's going to be this week. Haven't decided on a day yet. How's Friday, Helen?
Oh, yes. The sooner the better.
The sooner the better. Friday, then.
Church wedding.
Oh, of course. I want everybody to come. Everybody in town. You better say so in the paper. There won't be time to send out formal invitations. You're invited, too, of course, Quint.
I'll try and make it.
There won't be much of a honeymoon. I'm heading back for the Double G first part of next week. Helen's going to stay here with her aunt.
She's going to stay in Powder Creek?
For the time being, anyway.
Don't sound like much of a marriage to me.
Well, it's not the way we'd prefer it, but of course, you know, you can't always fix things up perfect. You have to take the bitter with the sweet, you know.
Yeah, well, when I get married, I'll have a house for my wife and some money in the bank.
There are more important things than houses and money.
You never said so before.
I never said I wanted a house of my own, did I?
Well, no. But I couldn't ask you to move in with me and Pa, the way he's ailing all the time.
That was just an excuse. If you loved me, you'd have asked.
I did love you. You must have known I did.
How was I to know?
There's no point in hashing it over now. Good night.
Now, hold on now. Hold on, Quint. Now, just a minute. Now, I want to get this thing straight now. I could hardly believe my ears just now. You said you were in love with Helen?
I still am, if you want to know it.
Quint.
Well, I sure don't like the sound of this. Helen's engaged to me.
How I feel about her doesn't matter. It's how she feels that counts.
Yeah, but if you're in love with her, now how do I know she's not in love with you?
It's pretty plain that she isn't.
I don't know. You know, being in love usually works both ways, you know. Don't know about this. Well, Helen, what about this now?
Britt, you know, I don't care anything about him one way or the other.
Now, is that the truth? You talking the truth now? We're not starting our marriage on a lie now, are we?
Well, maybe I was fond of Quint once, but that was before... Well...
You're all over it now. All over it. Are you sure?
I'm promised to you.
Yeah, but I wouldn't hold you to that promise. As a matter of fact, I'd insist you break it if I thought there was somebody else.
Well, that's mighty generous of you, Britt. But you don't need to worry.
Of course, if our marriage didn't go through, I'd be kind of upset. Hurt, maybe?
Oh, I wouldn't ever hurt you, Britt. Not for anything.
Oh, I'd get over it. I'd get over it. A man always does. At least, I always have before.
Before?
Oh, sure. Lots of times. Oh, yeah.
You wrote me that I was the only girl you ever...
Oh, well, I to tell you the truth, I what I meant was that you were the only girl I'd ever been engaged to, you see. That's what I meant.
Looks to me like the choice is up to you, Helen.
Yes, I think that's the way I see it, too.
If you're smart, you'll choose Ponsett. I sure haven't got anything to offer you. Just a small-town newspaper that wouldn't even give us a decent living.
Oh, now, stop talking yourself down, Quint. Now, the Powder Creek Press, one of the finest weeklies in this part of the country. Now, you know that.
Well, Britt, he's a six-shooter. Why, he's practically famous.
All I am is a cowpoke. I'm just an old cowpoke. I don't even know whether I'm going to have a job from year to year.
Now, just the same.
Just an old cowpoke.
Any girl in the territory would be pleased.
Oh, be quiet, both of you. I think neither one of you wants me. I know who you are and what you are, and I know which one I'm... Well, which one I... Britt.
Uh-huh.
You're getting a fine man, Helen.
Quint, I told you to be quiet. Britt, I'm sorry. I hope you won't think that I'm fickle or don't know my own mind. But, well, you are the six-shooter. You don't really need a wife.
Helen, you don't mean you're going to take me.
And Quint... Well, he needs somebody to look after him. I've seen that house of his. Well, I'll bet the place hasn't had a good spring house cleaning for the last 4 years. As for Quint's father, he's a nice old man. And with a woman to look after him, maybe he won't be so sickly all the time.
Well, you still haven't said that you love Quint.
What? I guess I've been in love with him ever since. You won't think too badly of me, Britt.
No, it's kind of a blow, I guess. But like I said, it'll take a little while to get over it, and I'll manage somehow. I'll manage. Well, I left Quint and Helen standing out there on the porch. I went inside to get my hat. Minnie was hovering by the front window. When she saw me, she shut it real quick and tried to appear innocent. Well, it looks like your scheme finally worked out, man.
My scheme? Seems to me it was more yours than mine.
So what are you talking about?
You know very well that you're asking Quint over here tonight was what brought things to a head.
Well, I just wanted to make certain he had all the facts about our wedding, that's all. So the story in the paper would be accurate.
Oh,
that's
sure,
all.
Betcher, I know. Poor Quint.
What?
Well, I guess he deserves it after making her wait all this time.
Well, what do you mean, Minnie?
Well, I was just thinking. He's going to have to toe the line real close, and he's not going to win many family arguments, neither.
Well, I don't see why not.
Well, I'll tell you why not. Every time Helen has trouble with him, all she'll say is, "Don't forget, I could have married the six-shooter, but I gave him up for you." And Quint will just have to sit there and take it, no matter how often she says it.
Oh, now, man. Well, Quint and Helen were married the following Sunday. I stayed over for the wedding. Matter of fact, I was best man. Both of them insisted on that. But I didn't enjoy the ceremony very much. I kept thinking that, you know, that it could have been me standing there saying the I do's. And gee whiz, I'm sure it was a close call.
The Six Shooter is an NBC Radio Network production in association with Review Productions. It is based on a character created by Frank Burt, and the transcribed story is written by him. Mr. Stewart may currently be seen in the Universal International picture, The Glenn Miller Story. Others in the cast were Barbara Eiler, Virginia Gregg, Bill Johnstone, Sam Edwards, and Herb Biker. Special music for this program was by Basil Adlon, and the entire production is under the direction of Jack Johnstone. All characters and incidents were fictitious, and any resemblance to actual characters or incidents is purely coincidental. This is Hal Gibney speaking. Tonight, hear Angela Lansbury in the NBC Star Playhouse on the NBC Radio Network.